Kevin Novak deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. One frequent complaint by those familiar with the abolition message is that it's negative. But that is an amorphous thing to say because the term negative could take on more than one definition. If you take the word negative to mean that abolition invokes negative emotions, you might be right. But if your rejection of the abolition message is based merely on negative emotion, I encourage you to subscribe to logic instead of emotion. If you take the word negative to mean that the abolition message asserts something must be decreased, then in that regard you are correct. But that meaning is separate from emotion. One could say that you should abolish porn. In that regard, the person asserting you should abolish porn is making a correct assertion, for porn is not only unwise, but a sin. Whether that invokes negative emotion is irrelevant. Likewise, if you take the word negative to mean that the abolition message asserts that something must be abolished, then you would be correct in that regard. But making something zero is not necessarily bad, just as decreasing something is not necessarily bad. In fact, generally decreasing something is done incrementally, so as to eventually arrive at zero. What is really in question is whether the something being decreased on the way to zero or abolition should actually be moved in that direction. In that regard, I encourage you to rely on logic and not emotion in dissecting whether the civil government school system should be, over time, decreased on the way to zero or abolition. Abolition certainly is negative in a logical sense. Whether it is negative in an emotion sense is irrelevant. The modern pulpit is unfortunately a lot like the civil government schools in that they are designed to inspire emotion rather than invoke logic. When logic is employed in the discourse on abolition, abolition wins. That's why your preacher would rather label the abolition message emotionally divisive, because he can then segregate the abolition message from his congregation. Abolition is logical. Search the scriptures. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingtheColiseum.com.